Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Coming up, we continue our conversation with Rockabilly Hall of Famer Billy Burnett.
My world was turned upside down at that point, you know, and a month and a half after that, I was on the road with John.
Yeah.
So I went right back out to work about a month and a half after that happened.
Much more with Billy as we discuss working with Roy Orbison, being a member of Fleetwood Mac, touring with Bob Dylan and John Fogerty, his new CD and book Crazy Like Me, and lots more. Now let's go back to his previous album to kick things off, a tune he wrote with Sean Camp. And by the way, we'll hear a Billy Burnett and Sean Camp tune later on as well. This is from the album Rock and Roll With It, and a tune written about legendary NASCAR driver Junior Johnson. This is Hot Rod Hillbilly.
Hi, this is Billy Burnett. Keep it right here for more of the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Hillbilly from his 2011 album Rock and Roll With It. That's our guest, Billy Burnett.
Well, it's a good time to talk about Roy. What's that experience like? I mean, he's covering a song of yours. You're in the studio with him.
That was a magic day for me. In fact, I wish I had more days like that. In fact, I'd called home that day for something. I'd been in the studio with Roy all day. We played on the track, me and Rick Vito. And David Malloy and I had written the song and went over to his house and taught it to him. And being in the studio with him was amazing. And I got to sing on it with him, too.
Yeah.
I sang the Sha-na-na-nas at the end of it with him. And it was just an incredible experience. But on that same day, I got the call from Mick to join Fleetwood Mac. And I said, when did you want me to do this? And he said, tomorrow.
No pressure.
Yeah.
I've been away from you for so long. Still every time I think of us, I get blue. But all I can do is dream you.
His final studio album, Mystery Girl, the late great Roy Orbison, and All I Can Do Is Dream You, a song co-written by our guest, Billy Burnett, who's featured on background vocals as well. We're chatting with Billy at his home studio in Nashville, Tennessee.
The call to join Fleetwood Mac came probably at a bad time for you as a solo artist because you were starting to get some traction.
Yeah, I'd just been nominated for Best New Country Male Vocalist of the Year with Randy Travis, Keith Whitley, T. Graham Brown, and
Marty Stewart.
Marty Stewart, yeah. Randy, of course, won that year because he was hotter than hell, but it was a life changer. Joining Fleetwood Mac, you know, overnight, it was changed my life.
You can't say no to that.
No, you can't. It's funny because I was on the MCA Curb, and I called Mike Curb that night and talked to him about, you know, getting out of my deal. And he let me out.
Yeah.
Do the Fleetwood Mac thing.
I mean, the thing to consider is that they were still at the peak.
Yes.
They're still as high as they could be, and they could have asked anybody to join the band, and they brought you in there. That's pretty amazing.
I was really honored to do that, it was, I'd become kind of part of their family, you know. I was singing on, I think, a couple of Fleetwood Mac records before I even joined the band, and I'd been writing with Christine already, mm-hmm. and Stevie Nicks and I had done a duet together, so I'd kind of done a lot of stuff with them. So it was, and then we got Rick Vito to join with us, you know, to do most of the lead stuff, and him and I ended up learning parts of the record that we could play, that Lindsay couldn't play both of them at the same time, you know, of course, took two people. But I think it was a great band. It was a good time to be in that band, and it sounded great. And they said it, the record companies and managers, they said, this is never going to happen.
Yeah.
And it did. I mean, we ended up breaking records. In fact, we sold out, I think, 10 days at Wembley Arena. Then sold out the stadium for like 127,000 people.
Well, that's amazing. Did you notice a point? Everybody's fans of something and of a favorite band, and if they see some change, they're a little hesitant at first. Yeah. But it seemed like you guys won them over pretty quickly.
We did. It was funny because we didn't, you know, you never know what's going to happen in that time, you know. So it was like we had no. I think we opened the show in Kansas City. It was great. It went off without a hitch, and from then on, we were like just part of the band, you know.
Were you full of nerves that first time stepping out?
We didn't know what was going to happen the first night, so it was it was kind of wild. And somebody had held up this banner that said Lindsay Who.
Yeah.
Toward the end of the show, so
that's good.
That was good. It was quite a thrill. I mean, talk about a life changer. I mean, that changed my life overnight.
Sure.
Yeah. When the sun.
Take good care of you tonight.
We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard Fleetwood Mac from the 1990 Behind the Mask album and the tune When the Sun Goes Down, written by Rick Vito and our guest Billy Burnett. Also features Rick and Billy on the lead vocals. We'll continue our chat with Billy Burnett, but first let's hear his dad Dorsey and Uncle Johnny on a single they released on Imperial Records as the Burnett Brothers in 1958, a song they also co-wrote. This is Warm Love on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Love me, baby, don't me, baby, put your sweet lips to mine. Hold me, baby, squeeze me, baby, want me, baby, all the time. Night breezes chill me, your warm love, it thrills me. My heart is beating and keeps on repeating. This is true, I hope to die and swear by stars above. Tonight I'm gonna make you my love. Tonight I'm gonna make you my love. Don't mean baby, put your sweet lips to mine. Hold me baby, squeeze me baby, want me baby all the time. Night breezes chill me, your warm love it thrills me. My heart is beating and keeps on repeating. This is true, I hope to die and swear by stars above. Tonight I'm gonna make you my love. Tonight I'm gonna make you my love.
That's the Burnett Brothers, Johnny and Dorsey Burnett. Warm Love. We're on location at Billy Burnett's home studio in Nashville, Tennessee.
You know, shortly after that, you went out with Dylan for a little while.
Yes, yeah.
Got some carpal tunnel trying to learn.
Yeah. That was a fun ride because I'm such a Dylan fan. I mean, who isn't? It was great to join his band. And then shortly after that, I got to audition and join John Fogerty's band for about 6 years. So I only did the one tour with Dylan. I did Australia and New Zealand. And then his manager, Jeff, said, and Barbara at the time didn't want me being on the road. Barbara Orbison, and her had a co-publishing deal. So she didn't want me being on the road, so she kind of got me out of the Dylan thing. And then when I went to join Fogerty, we worked out another deal where I could do that.
Yeah, again, hard to turn down John Fogerty.
And that was like 6 years,
sure.
6 world tours with him.
I saw you guys several times.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. And again, I've been blessed to work with, I was a huge Fleetwood Mac fan.
Yeah.
I was a huge Dylan fan and a huge Fogerty fan. So
sure.
It was just, you know, getting to work with all my favorites were incredible.
You know, I had John Fogerty on the show a year or so ago. He had put out a book and just really talked about the influence of early days, Sun Records,
yes.
Elvis. And of course, Ed brought up you and you talked about, you know, the rock and roll royalty with the Burnetts.
Yeah.
Didn't one time you perform Tear It Up while you were touring with John?
I did. He had a wardrobe malfunction, as we should say. Really kind of a mini meltdown. He did this show at Royal Albert Hall where he was going to do, and they were filming it, he was going to do all these obscure songs.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody in the back yells out, play something we know. And they go, Billy, we're going to pull John off a minute. Can you do a song? And so I did, broke out into Tear It Up.
Yeah.
And just tore the place up.
Sure.
You know? then he said, do another one. So I did Honey Hush after that.
Okay. Know,
the band and I used to do those at Soundcheck once in a while.
Yeah. You know? Well, it's cool they knew it. Well, I imagine they would have known it anyway, but that's a trip. But it is cool, too, thinking of Creedence with Sun Records, Memphis, all that as a template for what he was doing. You kind of hear it in a different way. Did you, being part of the band, did you kind of get that influence, too? When you knowing your dad's music and all the great stuff from Sun, did it feel like the Creedence stuff was a little bit of a nod to some of the rockabilly and early rock and roll stuff, too?
Yes, it was. I mean, I grew up in my high school bands playing John Fogerty music, you know, and went to see him at different shows whenever I could. So I think I saw them two or three times in concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was a huge fan.
Hi, this is John Fogerty, and you're listening to Rockabilly and Blues with Jammin' James Riley.
Provided by a magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Well, tangerines and Elvis are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride? Provided by a magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Well, poor troubles, Illinois.
That's John Fogerty from the live concert release titled Long Road Home, In Concert, and Looking Out My Back Door. A song he wrote is a nod to the rockabilly sounds he dearly loves. You also heard him intro our guest at the end of that, playing that chugga-chugga guitar, Mr. Billy Burnett.
Shortly around that time, you had a heart attack, a real change for you.
Massive heart attack, right after I got off the road with John. In fact, I think we were in Madrid. And I thought it was a heat stroke at first, but I'd later learned that it was probably beginning symptoms of a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd hit my head on some ice in, up in Chicago. And then we had, I think, one more show to do, which is the Ryman. And I had this bedspread sent out from L.A. because I have a California King bed, and they don't have those California King bedspreads here. So I was undoing it, and I felt this pain in my chest. And I called my son, Bo, and I said, something's wrong here. So went to the hospital and had a 5-bypass heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that you've come through it, but it was a tough time for you right then. You said that your girlfriend had left. You'd stopped touring with John. And
yeah, everything kind of just crumpled. Me and Barbara's thing fell apart, and that was like a life changer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, usually when things hit the fan, it hits.
Yeah, it seems like my world was turned upside down at that point, you know. And a month and a half after that, I was on the road with John.
Lovely.
So I went right back out to work about a month and a half after that happened.
Yeah.
They used to think that with a heart attack, you needed to, you know, lay in bed and heal. But, you know, an animal, when he's out in the cold and whatever, they don't just lay around until they're better.
Yeah.
They've got to eat and get out and hunt some food and stuff. So now they get you up right away and get you walking around and whatever.
This is Jam and James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just played Sean Camp, and our guest, Billy Burnett. It's from their Bluegrass Elvises project, a super fast pickin' version of Burnin' Love. We'll chat with Billy Burnett about his new album, Crazy Like Me, in just a moment. But first, it's Daryl Higham covering a song Billy co-wrote titled Didn't Start Livin'.
let's talk about your new project, Crazy Like Me. These are some songs that you've had around for a while, some songs that others have covered, songs that your dad wrote, like It's Late.
It's Late. It's on there, which has always been one of my favorites. Tear It Up, of course, I did for the, I think, third or fourth time. Dream You, I've Never Cut, the one that Roy Orbison did.
Yeah.
So I did that one on this album. I did River of Love, which is George Strait's 57th number one record.
That's amazing.
And I did She's Gonna Win Your Heart, which was a number one hit for Eddie Raven years ago.
Okay.
So I've done a lot of stuff on the album that I haven't done, and I closed the album up with a song that I never recorded, which is a song that Will Jennings and I wrote, one of my favorite writers. And he's written My Heart Will Go On.
Okay.
Tears from Heaven with Eric, and Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong, all kind of monster hits, you know, so...
One that you put on here, Nothing to Do and All Night to Do It, this was one that you had also recorded for Warner, but that has that ever actually officially come out? I think I have it a 45 on the jukebox.
You know, there was a 45 of it.
Yeah.
It was all that was released.
Okay.
And so a lot of people ask where they can get that, so I put that on the record as well. And it was a hit video at the time. The videos mm-hmm. did really well. You know, I didn't set out to be a country artist in those days. I was just kind of cutting what I felt like I wanted to do. And in fact, I was living in L.A. at the time when I got nominated for the Best New Country Male Vocalist. I wasn't trying to be a country male vocalist.
Yeah.
It's just I've always landed on the fence, you know,
yeah.
One of those things.
Didn't Warner Brothers say you were too rock and roll or rock
yeah,
and roll?
Yeah, they've always said that. Too country or too rock and roll
yeah.
or whatever.
You'd actually recorded a lot of stuff that never did it ever come out. I don't remember.
I cut three albums that didn't come out.
Yeah. Wow. So three yeah. albums in the can there.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
At Warner Brothers. I used some of this stuff for a movie that I did after that, which was Saturday Night Special.
Yeah.
And lately that thing's been jumping on YouTube and getting like 3 or 4 million plays and then they pull it off. So
yeah.
It's still alive and kicking.
but I have no choice. Sunset, are you ever gonna let me forget? Turn this city to a big old town. Your shadows are following me all around. Hey, run, can't hide. They'll hunt me down. You've turned this city to a big ghost town.
Song on here I really dig too, Ghost Town. Tell me about that.
Ghost Town. That was just a song that I wrote about. In fact, it's kind of got a little Fleetwood Mac kind of feel.
I thought that I would listen to it on the way over here.
Yeah, so I kind of cut that and just because it's like, you know, part of my Fleetwood Mac days, you know. So it's like, it's a song about, you know, you've turned this city into a big ghost town, you know, like that happens a lot when you break up with a girlfriend.
Sure.
Everything reminds you of her.
Yeah. You also did a version of the classic Oh Well.
Oh Well, yeah. Of course, I did that every night. In fact, that was the B-side. The live version was the B-side of As Long As You Follow, which was a Fleetwood Mac hit at the time.
Yeah.
So had to do that one, you know.
You did a couple of some new songs for a couple of different Fleetwood Mac compilations and then two studio records with them.
Yes.
And of course, you know, they're still in print, they're still in demand. And
at one time, there was only four people in the band, and that was Christine McVie, Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, and myself.
Yeah.
And we cut some things for the box set album. Yeah. So at one time, there was only four of us.
Thank you.
source for rockabilly, blues, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard our guest Billy Burnett and his cover of the Fleetwood Mac classic Oh Well. Of course, we chatted with him earlier in the show about his time in Fleetwood Mac. He spent nearly 10 years with them. Oh Well appears on his latest project, Crazy Like Me. We'll finish up our chat with Billy after a song by The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis. It's from his 1982 album, My Fingers Do the Talking, and a song Billy Burnett co-wrote called Honky Tonk Heaven.
I spent the best part of my life around neon lights. I done talked myself out of many good fights over some ballroom queen who came to dance while I listening to some honky tonk band. I've corralled around from town to town. Well, I've seen the sun coming up, face down, with my trusty guitar in my hand. But I've always been a honky-tonk man. Send me to honky-tonk heaven when I die. Oh, I'm gonna be a rolling big old highway in the sky with some honky-tonk angels by my side. Send me to honky-tonk heaven when I die. By my side, send me the honky tonk heaven when I die. Send me the honky-tonk heaven when I die. Oh, I'm a rolling on the big old highway in the sky with some honky-tonk angels by my side. Send me the honky-tonk heaven when I die. Send me the honky-tonk heaven.
Honky Tonk Heaven, that's Jerry Lee Lewis, a song co-written by our guest, Billy Burnett. And Jerry Lee has recorded more tunes from Billy that hopefully will be released in the future as well. In his new book, Crazy Like Me, Billy tells a story of when he played with John Fogerty, and they did the Grammy Awards several years back, in a segment that included Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard. As you can imagine, it was a crazy time. Let's get back to our chat with Billy Burnett.
So your last studio project, Rock and Roll With It, you've got now a new book, a new CD, both yeah. Crazy Like Me, and out touring and stuff. So it's great to see that you're not slowing down at all.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
Gotta work.
So what else is on
somebody
the
horizon? Somebody has to.
That's right. So what's on the horizon there for you?
I'm just planning on doing this book and record and just keep on keeping on, you know, what I'm doing. I mean, that's all I know how to do.
Well, you play a lot in Sweden. And some other
I go to Sweden a lot. I play over there with a band called the Cadillac Band. And I now have been doing rockabilly festivals. So I have a band in Italy now, have one in Spain, have one in London, and have like two in Sweden, the Cadillac Band and this band called the Tennessee Tears.
Okay.
Which their record I've kind of written with them, co-written a lot of the stuff with them. They're a great band. And the Cadillac Band has a lot of them. You know, they used to have Scotty Moore and DJ Fontana come over with them. And me and James have been over with them before, and Tommy Alsop. And it's an American roots kind of band, you know. They like the old American rockabilly.
Yeah, it's amazing how other countries revere American roots music, maybe even more than America does.
They do, yeah. They do.
What do you think that is?
I don't know. They like the, I guess they like the realism of it. I mean, it's, they're just huge fans of that kind of music. You know, they're Elvis fans. I think they said that every household in Scandinavia at one time owned an Elvis record.
Yeah.
You know, which is incredible.
That is pretty amazing. Well, yeah, thanks so much for taking this time.
Thank you, James.
Great new record, BillyBurnett.net. Is that where they
BillyBurnett.net. And the book is also available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And the record will be out in October.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
Bullfrog sitting on a hollow log. Raccoon running from an old hound dog. Where the Mississippi River meets the Delta dirt. My papa told me it was just hard work. They started out picking cotton to the rhythm of a mournful tune. The hot sun just couldn't stop them from getting their day's work through. Cause they were singing them Memphis blues. Now here she come a rolling as the Delta Queen. Workers stop working and they start.
Might, all of them might, be real tight, I'm gonna love you. baby, and you're rocking in. Rocking in, yes, you're rocking in.
I can't wait till I'm making love.
Making love, he's a making love.
Lover with you on stars above. Stars above. Oh, yes.
Baby, you're the best.
Oh, yes.
Rocking every request.
When in my
from 1963, Dorsey Burnett and Circle Rock on Imperial Records. Of course, Dorsey, the father of our guest, Billy Burnett. Before that, from Paul Burleson's Train Kept a Rollin' CD, that was Billy singing lead on Memphis Blues. Big thanks to Billy Burnett for spending time with us the past couple of shows. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Our website is rockabillyandblues.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Stay tuned for more great music and interviews. As always, it's Jammin' James Riley saying, keep on rockin'.